Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman and this is Top Stories, the show in which the Bugle raids its own archives to tell you what was happening when it was happening. Today in Bugle history, it's the Bugle making history in January 2010 with our 100th episode. Now, let's not start with the top story, but with this.
Yes, it's the ton-up for the big B unit, three figures on the boards. It's the number that most closely replicates a tabloid newspaper headline reporting on the concerns held by the Count of Barcelona and father of the current Spanish king in the late 1930s about German military expansionism. 100.
Oh,
is that a bad way to start the year?
Wow. Is that 100 bugles to get to that?
100. 100.
Oh.
Is this on? For our 100th episode, we have a very special all-star Bugle soundproof safe here in London.
Oh, that is exciting.
All 47 vice presidents of the USA.
Oh, boy. That's not a safe, Andy. That's a crypt.
A crypt with some very angry people demanding to be let out.
Top story this week, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, and now let it stop snowing as the entire UK infrastructure is on the brink of collapse. It's a little known fact to anyone not from Britain that we do not get much snow in the UK. We don't get it often, and when we do, we don't get it in large quantities. In fact, there's a very thin line in Britain between 1 inch of snow and national state of emergency. That's why our Christmas cards, for instance, have such shallow layers of snow on them, because any thicker, and that reindeer you're looking at would be getting winched off a roof by a rescue helicopter. So, how has it been over there, Andy, in the snow-drenched UK?
Well, John, it's been, I would probably think, like the Blitz three times over.
Right. And, well, except with frozen water instead of German bombs.
Yeah, it's just been incredible scenes, John. I mean, it's probably the toughest time this nation's ever been through, but you know, we're starting to come out the other side.
Apparently the near total shutdown across the UK over the last week or so has been costing it apparently £600 million a day. Well, you know, on one hand, at least Britain can afford that, but on the other hand, no, it very much can't afford that. It's on the brink of financial meltdown.
Well, you say that, John. Well, that is only £10 a head for the whole population. Uh-huh. And I think most people would chip in for that.
OK.
You know, another day off work, tobogganing down a hill on Granny's old World War II metal bloomers. Set me up a standing order. I now have a purpose in life.
The thing is, it's not really worth local governments investing in snowploughs or any substantial snow-clearing equipment, as they're extremely expensive and it snows so infrequently. So instead, we British people basically fight ice and snow by throwing salt at it. We arm ourselves to the teeth with buckets of salt and take on one of the world's most idiosyncratic elements. We've not evolved our snow war technique since medieval times. And this snowstorm has been so bad that apparently Britain is running out of salt now. We need salt backup. Buglers, if you have any salt lying around your house, please send it to Andy as fast as you can to prevent him from having to live in an impromptu igloo.
This is impressive, John. For Britain, a nation entirely surrounded by the sea, to have run out of salt. That shows quite how much we fail to give a shit about the prospect of bad weather.
There's some controversy, though. Apparently, 30 councils spurned an offer last year of thousands of tonnes of de-icing salt at a very reduced price that they could have used on the roads this winter. And British Salt Director David Stephen made this offer in April but had no takers. Well, you reap what you sow, England, because now he's a salt baron. David Stephen is a salt warlord who, if temperatures stay this low, will probably be running the UK as a military leader this time next week. The British Salt Director is to become the British Salt Dictator.
There's money to be made, John, in this, and not just in salt magnates, but also the company that specialises in replacement hips and other medical equipment has seen its share price go up during the cold snap.
Hold on. So people are just betting on old people falling over? Yeah.
So the British response has been to sit at home going, there's going to be some grannies toppling. And I don't want to miss out on this gravy train.
So, because most football matches were called off due to weather, people had to work out to bet on something, and so they bet on pensioners slipping.
So that's right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why we have supposedly run out of salt. I think it's probably some kind of cartel trying to artificially boost the share price of replacement hip manufacturers.
Has anyone checked, Andy, whether the employees of that company haven't been going out roaming the streets of England in the middle of the night just hosing down the pavements? There's no way that the roads outside their offices are safe. I bet they're a skid pan.
Britain has been accused of having an inadequate response to bad weather. In fact, I got an email from a comedian colleague of ours, Al Pitcher, who now lives in Sweden, saying that in Sweden they've been struggling with the weather there. It's been minus 38 degrees centigrade in places there, and he said one train has been delayed. It's been a disaster. So, in Britain, a couple of inches of snow, as you said, the entire nation stops. And in certain places it has been pretty bad and people haven't been able to move. But there have been various journalists in various newspapers saying, well, I managed to get myself to work, so why can't people who live in different parts of the country with different weather conditions get themselves to work? We're a lazy country. But not only has our response been inadequate, John, it's been massively juvenile, as you would expect. And I would like to praise our Bugle listeners for being in the forefront of this. We have had no fewer than three pictures of gigantic snow penises emailed into us, showing that even in times of crisis, the British public will build a massive cock.
Thank you for listening, Buglers, and don't forget our massive merch sale, up to 40% off. Get stuck in now at thebuglepodcast.com. More top stories tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.